91X News.
It's 5 degrees and cloudy. I'm Sari Anetta with 91X News. It was a close call for a mother and her two sons when their Belleville house filled with carbon monoxide. Firefighters responded to the home yesterday afternoon when someone smelled natural gas. A wall furnace wasn't working properly and gas was seeping into the home. All three were checked out in hospital and have been moved to a hotel for the time being. The fitness center at Loyalist is under construction and it's your dollars at work. Harrison Perkins explains.
Students and staff who use the fitness center on a regular basis will have an extra special surprise when they come back from the break. The fitness center is being reconstructed to suit the needs of students and staff better. The construction is being paid for by the student government. Athletic Director Jim Buck explains.
They have dollars in their budget from a number of years that they collect a fee for student enhancement, for building enhancement, and they take on every couple years, take on some major projects. They did the medical center a couple years ago, and that's where the project is stemmed from. It's student dollars and student government. So they do a great job, and we're excited that they chose this area this time for their special project this year.
The project, which is expected to cost about $100,000 from start to finish, it's expected to be done on January 9th. Harrison Perkins, 91X News, Belleville.
Defense testimony continues today in Kingston at the trial of a Montreal family accused of four murders. Mohamed Shafia and his wife and their son have each pleaded not guilty to four counts of first-degree murder. Three Shafia sisters and Shafia's other wife in a polygamous marriage were found in a car at the bottom of a canal in Kingston in June of 2009. One of the couple's surviving children took the stand yesterday to tell the court his sisters were lying about the abuse from their father. Provincial police are investigating a freak accident that killed a 22-year-old Eastern Ontario man on Sunday night. Police say Jason Eli was headed east on Highway 401 near Brockville when a westbound tractor-trailer lost an entire back wheel set. The wheel bounced over the concrete median and slammed into the Mallorytown man's car. They struck another vehicle before bouncing back over the median and into the ditch. Four people are dead after a man lobbed grenades and opened fire in a crowded square in eastern Belgium. Tom Rivers says the victims included a 15-year-old boy, a 17-year-old girl, and a 75-year-old woman.
The screams of Christmas shoppers running for their lives away from a busy square in the center of the Belgian city of Liège, where gunfire rang out and grenades were detonated. Ambulances quickly arrived on the scene, moving the dozens wounded out. After some initial confusion, a Belgian Interior Ministry official says there was only one attacker, and that person died in the incident.
It's unclear whether the gunman committed suicide or died by accident. That's 91X News to 101. Here's Sean Macy with sports.
Philadelphia Flyers star center Claude Giroux is out indefinitely with a concussion. He suffered the injury against Tampa Bay last week when he was hit in the back of the head by teammate Wayne Simmonds. The league's top scorer had already been ruled out for tonight's game, but now there's no timetable for his return. Former NHLer Matthew Barnaby is due in court today. The player-turned-analyst is scheduled to appear in court on a drunk driving charge, which led to his firing from ESPN last week. Canadian figure skating champion Patrick Chan is the winner of the 2011 Lou Marsh Award. The honor is given annually to Canada's outstanding athlete by the Toronto Star. Dontrell Willis was the NL Rookie of the Year in 2003, but lately he has struggled to regain that form. He will have the chance to do so in 2012 with the Phillies. Philadelphia already has a deep rotation, so it's expected that Willis will pitch out of the bullpen this season. The defending Grey Cup champions have found themselves a new head coach. After last year's coach Wally Bono decided to step down, the Lions have announced Mike Benavides will take over. Benavides spent the last three seasons as the team's defensive coordinator. Buono will spend his time focusing on his general manager duties. Remember to send us your team or league scores. Email sports at 91x.fm. That's sports. Here's Sari Anetta with 91x weather.
An umbrella looks like a good thing to keep with you today with showers for most of the day. High of plus 6. Tonight, cloudy with a chance of meatballs, clearing up late in the evening. Low of minus 4. Tomorrow, more and more meatballs. Rain beginning early in the evening. High of plus 6. Expect more rain on Thursday with a high of plus 10. It's 5 degrees. I'm Sari Anetta with Sean Macy. 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm. News is next at 2.